television, like in Seattle, you know, one time they wanted me to make a suggestion on what was, when they first landed on the moon, they asked for my suggestion what they think of what I think of what Saturn and told
them. No, this is a little different from that.
Far out. They should try to stick deal, you know, two guys on one stick and you hang on your heels and carry them across. They should do that.
Can I ask you about what you did yesterday in the Eskimo Olympics?
I did the swing kick and the double boot high kick.
You did both the swing kick and the double boot high kick? Could you describe the swing kick as you play it?
What do you mean?
What do you do? Do you squat down on the floor?
Well, we sit down on the floor and you balance on your hands, right? Then you have to lift up your legs first, two legs, and not that you. Then you get a high kick, you gotta kick the object down there with 2 feet, then you gotta place your feet down first before you pick your hands out.
Your hands are flat on the floor, the palms down.
Yeah.
How many times did you have to kick up?
I went up about 4 or 5 times. It's not that easy, but you know, it's pretty hard on the stomach muscles. They really try.
Do you practice before the games?
Oh yeah, we practice. Really practice before.
What kind of exercises do you practice, or do you just do the kick?
Oh no, we do a lot of. We play all kinds of games. You know, like get all our team together and we split up and we challenge each other before we come here. Practice for a long time.
Did you participate in the Inuvik Games that were held this last month?
Yeah.
How did that go for you?
It wasn't too bad. It's pretty hard, right? But not too bad. Just about the same as here. When we have our Northern Games, so it's pretty good.
When did you first doing the high kick? Or when did you first doing the swing kick?
Oh, it was quite a long time ago we tried.
How old were you when you learned?
18 when I started games. 19 right now.
Do the people in Inuvik play the games each year?
Yeah, every year they have annual Northern Games. They get everybody from every settlement in Inuvik and they gather together and play the games, just like here. Similar.
How did you learn how to do the swing kick from the games in Inuvik?
Yeah.
Did anyone teach you?
Yeah, our coach of the old people over there, he teaches how to do the games. And we just learn how to get good at them and come try everything.
Is there any advice you have for someone who'd like to do the swing kick?
Just try it.
How high did you go?
4 feet, 6 feet.
And you were the winner of the event?
Yeah. I would have gone higher, but I never tried it.
Tell me about the other event that you had, that you entered.
A double foot high kick, eh? It's pretty hard, right? It's pretty hard, right?
How do you do the double high kick?
Well, you gotta, it's same thing, the object on top, and you gotta kick it with 2 feet, eh? Jump and you get to land with 2 feet or you get disqualified if you don't. Get 3 tries for that.
Have you been doing that, the double high kick for very long?
Yeah, we do that all the time at New. Play that game a long time.
When did you first learn the high kick?
It's quite a long time ago when we first started Northern Games.
Are there many people in Inuvik that can do the high kick?
Oh, yeah. There's some people who do.
What are some records that the people in Inuvik have on the high kick?
Oh, it's just about the same as here. But they,
all right, you're from Inuvik. All right.
We're talking about Inuvik Games.
Yeah, I know Inuvik. I know they could win. I know they could win. Look, let me tell you. I've been in the games.
Which games have you been in the Olympics?
I've been Hobbs. whatever you call it.
The knuckle hop?
Knuckle hop. I like when people, I really are. I really like my people. They really are. They're good, nice people. And I don't want to get goofed up. It's my people.
Tell me about the knuckle hop you were in yesterday.
I went about 37 inches. 37 inches to knuckle hop. I want to help the people in Fairbanks, see? And I put myself to Fairbanks. And I want to help them. I want the Fairbanks people to win. That's what I'm trying to do. And I like them. I really like them.
How do you do the knuckle hop, James?
And I try real hard. And I try real hard. I really do. I want to help them.
Are there other games that you've been in here at the Olympics?
Yeah. I could try anytime they want to try, I could try it. But I'm a native. I'm Eskimo. I'm from Barrow. I want to help them. It don't matter. It don't matter to who they are. And I want to help them. I want to help Fairbanks or Barrow. It don't matter.
Okay.
Okay, my name is James Shilak. I'm from Barrow. I want to help all the students.
Could you just...
The U of A and all over Alaska. Okay. I want to help them. I need a... they need help. But they got to help. But I know with all my...
How do you play the knuckle hop?
See, when you have a knuckle hop, they don't do it right. I want to do it the right way, but I know it, how it works. But I'm an Eskimo, and I could do it. My name is James Shilak. I'm from Gold Country. I'm from Marlboro Country. I'm from Barrow. All right. I like it that way. If they want to do it that way, and I know it, but they could do it my own names, but they can't do it the other way.
What's the other way, James?
What's the other way? It's do it their own way, my native way. They could do it the native way, and they could go nickel hops, and they could jump, and they could do it. I like it that way. See, I'm a native. I'm from born in Barrow, and they could do it. They could do it, but I'm sorry. And they could do it the other way if they want to do it. And they could do it the other way. And they could do it the native way to their own. To their own kind. See, they could do it their own way. They like it that way. See, they could do it their own way, but you know, I don't blame Canada or Japan or something like that. I could do it the same fucking way. I like it that way. Do the high kick myself when I was a kid. Okay, but I can't do it no more. I like it. And if you guys do it the same way, I like the high way. See, I remember when I was a kid, about 10 years old, and I could do the high kick. But anymore, I'm 37 years old. I'm an old man, but not a woman. But I could try any kind of games I could try. But I like you people, American. I like you people.
When you were younger, James, how high did you kick?
When I was about 5 years, 10 years old, 10 years old, I could kick about 11 feet when I was a kid. About 11 years ago, I could kick anytime if I want to. See, I like it that way. When I was a kid, I used to jump all the time. They didn't race it. And let me tell you, I'm very proud of it. But I used to high kick all the time when I was a kid. Not anymore. But I'm too old. And I wish you people, and when I was a people, when I was young, I used to high kick all the time. I used to high kick about 12 feet with my poor feet. I used to do the high kick and everything. But right now, I'm getting old. I'm 37 years old. 37 years old.
Yeah, I don't know exactly.
They
have to get in the middle of these four guys, and he grabbed a hold of these two legs only on the side.
Okay.
These two guys on the side. He grabbed a hold of one leg. On each side, you know, and
please don't ask me to try again. My chopper.
One guy in the back getting lifting himself up. And two sides, two guys on the side lifts himself up too. And
that's over the way.
See the way he's doing. He's carrying all those four guys.
That's too far, please.
And walking down with it. That's over 600 pounds, but still.
Morgan Cameron, 6, 4 minutes, 32 feet.
Before he starts walking, you know, everybody have to be off the floor. And when everybody's off the floor,
Harry
he starts walking
Moore,
with
Harry Moore from Togia.
How do you walk to keep your balance?
Well, you have to balance yourself pretty good. You have to use lots of muscle, leg muscle stuff.
Morgan did not break the record. The record still stands at 38 feet 5 inches. 6 feet under. 6 feet 5 inches under.
How are the men holding him right now?
Two guys grabbed the middle guy around the neck, you know. Hold him, lock your hands together.
They're on either side of the person.
Yeah. And he put his arms around one leg each from each side, you know.
More.
Now how they're holding
from
each other.
Yes.
Well, it's kind of difficult, you know, to explain. There's too many arms going around you, and except for this front guy have to hold, the front man have to hold the guy in the back by the shirt. You know, or by the armpit. So he won't fall.
Let's come at this hand. always going to carry. Just about the time I was going to carry, I thought they may last.
How many men did you carry, Joe?
Christmas tree.
Well, I carried two minutes first time, and I tried
Eugene
four all together, but I can't make it. Can't even lift them up.
How long have you been playing this game?
Well, I've been in Eskimo Olympics for, this is my fourth year, but I haven't won nothing yet so far on this one, 1972. Well, I've been on high kicks. Yeah, that's the only thing that I used to win.
If he doesn't answer, you're one for a reason, and, because he cannot hear.
And they happened to break my records, both of them, this year. So
what were your records?
Oh, on both feet high kick was 7 feet, and on a one leg it was 7 feet eight.
When did you make those records, Joe?